ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون.
Evil has become rife on the land and at sea because of men's deeds. This in order that he may cause them to have a taste of some of their deeds. Perhaps they will turn back from evil. Evil has become rife on the land and at sea. This is an allusion to the war that was then taking place between the two great powers of the time, the Byzantines and the Sassanids.
قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُشْرِكِينَ.
O Prophet, say, traverse in the earth and see what was the end of those who went before you. Most of them associated others with Allah in His divinity.
فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ الْقَيِّمِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصَّدَّعُونَ.
So turn your face exclusively towards the true faith before there comes the day whose coming from Allah cannot be averted. The day when people will split into groups.
مَنْ كَفَرَ فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُهُ وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِأَنفُسِهِمْ يَمْهَدُونَ.
He who disbelieves will suffer the consequence of it, and he who acts righteously, they will pave the way for their own good.
لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ.
So that Allah may, out of His bounty, reward those who believe and act righteously. Verily, He does not love the unbelievers.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ الرِّيَاحَ مُبَشِّرَاتٍ وَلِيُذِيقَكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَلِتَجْرِيَ الْفُلْكُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
And of His signs is that He sends winds to herald good tidings, and that He may give you a taste of His mercy, and that ships may sail at His bidding, and you may seek His bounty, and give thanks to Him.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ رُسُلًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ فَجَاءُوهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
We sent messengers before you to their respective nations, and they brought clear signs to them. Then we took vengeance upon those who acted wickedly. It was incumbent on us to come to the aid of the believers.
الله الذي يرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فيبسطه في السماء فيبسطه في السماء كيف يشاء ويجعله كسفا فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله فإذا أصاب به من يشاء من عباده إذا هم يستبشرون.
Allah sends the winds that stir up clouds, and then He spreads them in the sky as He pleases, and splits them into different fragments, whereafter you see drops of rain pouring down from them. He then causes the rain to fall on whomsoever of His servants He pleases, and lo, they rejoice at it.
وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلِ أَن يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِم مِّن قبله لمبلسين.
Although before that they were given to despair.
فانظر إلى آثار رحمة الله كيف يحيي الأرض بعد موتها إن ذلك لمحيي الموتى وهو على كل شيء قدير.
See then the tokens of Allah's mercy, how He revives the earth after it is dead. Verily, He is the one who will revive the dead. He has power over everything.
وَلَئِنْ أَرْسَلْنَا رِيحًا فَرَأَوْهُ مُصْفَرًّا لَظَلُّوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ يَكْفُرُونَ.
But if we were to send a wind, and then their tilth has become yellow, they would never cease to disbelieve. They would never cease to disbelieve.
The fact is that the preponderance of evil in the world is due to man's own evil conduct. Ironically, people tend to blame their misfortunes on God, even though He always lavishes His favors on them. It is even more strange that when people receive God's bounties in full measure, they still fail to be thankful to Him.
فَإِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى وَلَا تُسْمِعُ الصُّمَّ الدُّعَاءَ إِذَا وَلَّوْا مُدْبِرِينَ.
O Prophet, you cannot make the dead hear, nor can you make the deaf hear your call when they turn back in retreat. O Prophet, you cannot make the dead hear.
This refers to those whose conscience has become extinct.
وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِ الْعُمْيِ عَنْ ضَلَالَتِهِمْ إِنْ تُسْمِعُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
Nor can you guide the blind out of their error. You can make none hear your call, except those who believe in our signs and have surrendered themselves to Him.